Let's do the music club, shall we?
Do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boy's band. Do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Let's do the club. That brings us to Samantha Fisher from Play It Forward. And Play It Forward, of course, an organization getting instruments into the hands of kids who otherwise wouldn't be touched by the world of music, and just doing a bang-up job with that. And I recommend highly you go to playitforwardstl.org and find out more about what she's up to, how you can help out, and come to some of the events that benefit her organization. Welcome to the mix.
Hello, my darlings.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Tell us stories. Always love your stories.
Well, there's so much to talk about this week. So
we're out of time.
Support.
That was fascinating.
Play It Forward has been unbelievable. First of all, we did our show at the pageant last Saturday with the School of Rock Kids.
Yes.
Right? Oh, my God. I've been to the pageant many times, and I've never seen anything like it. So you couldn't put 70 musicians in a room without any kind of ego. But we did on Saturday night.
Because they were all like 10, right? 10,
they were 8 to 11, 12, 17. It was absolutely incredible. And there was like 70 of them. So they do this ensemble of all of them, that some of them are on the stage together. But the ones that were off the stage, behind the stage, they were supporting, cheering on their friends. And they're rushing the stage. And they did the Beatles. They did Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Eric Clapton. It was a stellar performance. And the audience attendee, there's about 600-700 people there. It's fantastic.
That's just terrific. Saying. And a fundraiser for Play It Forward.
And a fundraiser for Play It Forward, and also fundraiser for their scholarship program. So that'll fund another kid to go through the School of Rock. Check it out. What a great organization. And a big shout-out to Pat Hagen for allowing the School of Rock people to have the room. He took a chance. It was a Saturday night, and it was extremely successful. So it's good stuff.
Good.
Okay,
work.
You want more? I got more. You ready?
Go ahead.
All right, so we've been invited to be at the STL World's Fair Festival this year. And instead of F-A-I-R, it's F-A-R-E. Check it out on the web. We'll have a booth down there, and it's going to be fun barbecued games, food, events to celebrate the 1906 World's Fair. In fact, one of the founders of the Taste of St. Louis has taken on this project with some of the guys from Fat Buddha, and they called this morning and invited Play It Forward to be there. And that'll be coming up September 12th, 13th, and 14th. And also, the first 3 weeks of August, we've been invited to Chesterfield Mall, and the agency that works with the mall and their marketing, they've invited us to be there. We're going to kick it off with music, and they're doing a three-week instrument drive at Chesterfield Mall. So that's a great time for anybody who has those violins, trumpets, anything like that in that area. We'll have it all set up at the mall.
Thank you, Kara. As soon as you said mall, she perked up. Like,
she did. I saw that.
No, I was more thinking of, okay, can I wheel the piano in that I haven't touched now?
Okay, and again, we do not accept piano.
So there's the answer.
Try moving through pianos.
How much, because I hear you having conversations with John, you know, off mic about some of the kids that you work with. How much of this is music therapy as well for kids who may be sick and really need?
Well, I think
something to bring their spirits up.
I think for the recent ones that we've contributed to, the little boy that I met at the grocery store, real quick, he just stand in line. I decided to start chatting with him. Bless his heart. And I asked him how his school day was, and he said he didn't go to school today. He has brain cancer. So, of course, that kind of stopped me in my tracks, and talked to him a little bit more and talked to mom. And turns out that, yes, he has brain cancer. He's 7 years old. He's a patient at Cardinal Glennon's Children's Hospital. And I just asked him if he wanted to play a music instrument, what would it be? And he said, drums. And I said, well, okay, well, I'm Play It Forward, and we're going to make that happen. So on Tuesday, we'll be going to his house. And my friend Paul Albert, musician in St. Louis, has donated a drum kit. Our good friend Brett Phelps from the Darrells offered to give him lessons once a week. So he's going to be going out to the house with him once a week. And Dorian is the little boy's name, and he's a soldier to me. And unfortunately, part of his tumor is affecting his optical, so there could come a time when he would lose his eyesight. But from therapy of drums and being that they're so big, and Carney, you could probably attest to that, that it's going to, after a little bit of training, he's going to be able to play the drums with or without eyesight. And of course, that's still pending, but that's a possibility. He was a great kid. I fell in love with him instantly. And yeah, he's going to have a drum kit here on Tuesday.
That gives me chills. That's a great story. Unbelievable.
I'm not
so great.
Allowed to talk to 7-year-olds in the grocery store anymore.
My son wouldn't talk to you. He would give me the look like he's not safe, right, Mom?
It's been spelled out to me many, many times.
It was just meant to be. It was just meant to be. So, and I have to tell you guys this. I'm sorry we're extending the show. The Riverfront Times called me yesterday, and I was really excited about this. They offered to do a mini documentary for Play It Forward, and they're going to post it up on a page on their website, Riverfront Times.
When's that going to happen?
We are actually meeting, I think, the end of June. So we're going to, and they'll do all the filming and the editing, and we'll see what comes from that.
Very cool.
I think that's covers it for the moment.
All right. I want to get to some new music stuff because that's kind of what we do also. Just always like to get the Play It Forward update, playitforwardstl.org for more information. Before we turn you on to some tracks, let's check the roadways and see if they're jamming out there or not. Ed Smarin, tell us more.
Well, things still continue to be pretty good shape, except for a couple of road work areas. Northbound 55 after the Poplar Street Bridge, we saw the right lane closed with road work until 3:30 this afternoon. Stop and go from Park Avenue. And then that stretch of 255, both north and southbound 270 to Horseshoe Lake Road. Still a little bit tight because of road work there. Overall, though, things look pretty good. Traffic brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil plus a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Ed. We'll check the forecast coming up in a bit. Let's get back to the music club, and I want to get one track in because I know Warren Haynes wants to jump in, talk about the show tonight at the Fox Theater with the music of Jerry Garcia done symphonically. And what, Samantha, pray tell, do you have in store?
Well, we'll just mention that, of course, there's Blues Week in Chesterfield this weekend. Check it out, bluesweek.com, for all kinds of local lineup. Moving forward to next week, I'm excited about this show. I've been talking about it. May 30th at the Pageant, Bill Fornes and One More Round, a tribute to Johnny Cash. You know, and I'm trying to tell people this is kind of your grandpa's Johnny Cash, but not really. Lots of things in store, lots of surprises, lots of added things, more of a production, but you'll certainly get all the old favorites. And they have a gal that sings with them. Her name is Brittany Schiffer. She's fantastic, and they do a lot of June Carter duets. And I thought we'd spin this one today, Folsom Prison, and you can check it out at jcashtribute.com.
All right, we'll do just that. Thank you. Don't forget, playitforwardstl.org for more information. Coming up, a conversation with Warren Haynes, too. It's a Thursday Music Club.
Well, I hear that train come, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, time keeps dragging on. I hear that train rolling on down the sand, man.
I just want a glass of rye whiskey when I hear Johnny Cash songs. I don't even like whiskey.
I want to put on all black or sunglasses.
Yeah? Do that? Or shoot a man in Reno just to watch him die?
You know, I shot a man in Reno one time just to watch him die.
How'd that go?
At the last minute, I turned my head. I missed the whole thing.
You missed
I missed the whole thing.
He's still there laughing. Remember when that guy tried to shoot at you? That city slicker from the Midwest? At the Blues, in the wine bar you're hanging out in, because, well, they've got one Norton grape after another, and this is from this part of Missouri, and, oh, let's get diverse, because this is from this part.